It's 14 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, and Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing is in the house, along with King K. I've been having a party outside. I'm glad you came back to join me, otherwise I would feel very lonely in the studio.
But I had to obviously give Barry that warm welcome. He's coming fresh out of the rain.
Warm welcome. You're shivering in the corner there. I had to come give you a hug to warm you up.
No. Let's keep it on the up and up. We're talking about plumbing today. Barry, what's been happening?
All fantastic in the world of plumbing. Things are flowing downhill the way they should and keeping pressurized, which are wonderful things for homeowners. Yeah. But while we're sitting in this beautiful day with some precipitation falling from above, we might as well talk about the very important things that get put underground, which is all your drainage lines.
Talking of which, I heard from a very well-placed source that there is drama across the highway in Sharker's Kraal area. There's an illegal landfill site there that has compacted the ground so badly that the drainage, the sewer lines, etc., have collapsed.
Oh, wow.
And nothing is now draining from beyond that particular site. It's all just backing up and sitting there. And apparently, and I mean, I say apparently because I have no way of verifying this because it is hearsay, but from a good source, Caesar Water says that they're not really going to get too involved there because, well, apparently there is a thought that possibly they're not going to have their contract renewed, which is up for renewal, and possibly they are not going to be putting in much infrastructural investment as a consequence. I don't know if that's true, as I say, but it's what I have heard, is in general zeitgeist. So what is your view?
That'll be devastating if Caesar Water don't get their contract renewed.
Well, it will be, and I think it's cause for huge concern, and I think we need to try and establish. I asked the guys that were in, Sham Misra, the head of Caesar, was in here the other day, and they said, well, look, they're quietly confident that they will be renewed, and I hope that's true, but I also know how our local government tends to work in these matters, and there is a possibility, and I think it's quite a strong one, that our local government wants to take over water supply because it's a good source of revenue, as you can imagine, or as you know. And if that happens, well, you can just imagine how busy you're going to be, Barry.
I'm actually a little scared about that whole thing. You know, you do your job well, and then you get your job taken away from you because you're doing it well. It makes no sense. But unfortunately, I think that's the landscape that we live in. You know, you build something up nicely and somebody can just take it away from you.
Well, as I say, none of this is verified, so let's not get too excited. But it's certainly worth keeping a watching brief, shall we say, because if things become more confirmed, then it's time to take some sort of civic action to try and persuade the powers that be that we would like Caesar Water to continue because they do a good job.
100%.
Yeah.
They are amazing. I think the community will definitely club together and make sure that there's some persuasion to keep it with them.
Talking of which, the community has been asked to come together on the 26th at the Umhlali School Hall for an imbizo with the municipality.
Okay.
It's the Ward 22, Ward 6, and one other chance for your input on matters municipal, and certainly when it comes to how your rates and taxes are being spent. Mm-hmm. It's your opportunity to join the many voices that are being raised in protest at the extraordinarily above average rates, the increases that are coming down the line, and the lack of service delivery, which again is top of mind if you have been without power for the past however many hours. There was an outage again for 20 odd hours over the weekend in certain parts. Good addresses, shall we say, that were without power, fridges defrosting with all the Easter, you know, it's just, it's not acceptable, guys.
Yeah, Saltrock's been on and off the whole weekend, and the power went off again last night at 12 o'clock, only came on at 6 o'clock this morning.
So we definitely have our challenges, but luckily when it comes to the private sector, there are very, very, very competent and very, very good services to be drawn upon when you have a plumbing emergency, for example. Well, that's why Barry is in today, because there are always plumbing emergencies. It's part of life, but it's how you deal with them that counts.
100%. You got to jump on it. We've fortunately enough got a really nice big crew of staff and several vehicles driving around town. Making sure that we can jump onto problems and emergencies as fast as possible. Depending on what the situation is, a couple of weeks ago we had a stormwater issue in a complex in Sheffield, and rain was imminent the next day, which it did. It actually piddled down quite a bit. And my guys and myself worked until 10:30 at night, making sure that the section of line that had collapsed was completely replaced, backfilled, all looking nice and pretty, and there was no damage to the client's property when those heavy rains came.
What causes lines to collapse?
So that particular line had there was a wall that collapsed a few years ago, but nobody ever paid any attention to what was underneath where the wall fell onto. And over a period of time, so it obviously deformed the pipe when it originally collapsed, but then over a period of time, the pipe just properly, it was flat. 160 millimeter diameter pipe ended up like a pancake. And that, it took a period of time, but that's the important part about, one, the class of the pipe that you're using. It was a bit of a strange thing having a giant boundary wall land on it. But if you're using the correct class piping and it's installed at the correct depths and things like that, you've got more chance of the pipe surviving the impact. That particular pipe was only 300 mils under the ground, so I mean you could probably jump on the ground and it would make the pipe go up and down. Well, at least I would.
Okay. Innovative.
Yeah, so, and as I say, the situation at the moment is wet, so I presume there are going to be more of those issues being exposed as the rain continues to fall.
100%. Yeah. So, I mean, one of the things that I wanted to chat about today is like when all your drainage pipes, it's not just a matter of digging a hole and chucking it into the ground. There's a little bit of an art to it. As you look at the guys digging a trench and just throwing pipes into it, the guys have been doing it for such a long time. There's so many factors to take into consideration. What soil conditions you're working in? Is there clay? Is there rocks? Is there, you know, what the percolation is of that soil? Do you need to, I mean, there's some instances where we've laid lines and we've had to put 1.5 meter wide, 300 mil thick stone, 19 mil stone wrapped in bitum to give the pipe some form of stable base for it to work on, and then you put river sand on top of that. So you're basically building a bridge in the ground because the ground is so unstable. River sand is always a fantastic thing if you're in heavy clay areas and stuff like that. Also, backfilling trenches. If any form of rock or clog or lump pushes up against the pipe over a period of time with the pressure of the soil, it actually deforms and can break into the pipe. So your drainage that gets put under your house and around your house, it's so important to make sure that you have the right person doing the job right once, so it doesn't have to get redone. And we're busy redoing a complex now where the lines are snaking all over the place just from movement, from not being bedded correctly.
It's a real worry because one hears, we were just chatting earlier with Stefan Butter from Rainmaker about property sales on the North Coast, where at Salt Rock City they sold 100 properties in a day. It's a record.
Wow.
But they sold 100 properties. Now, those are all going to be built, presumably, eventually. Mm-hmm. They're going to be built on. And the it's so important that those builds are done properly because of exactly what you're discussing right now. But is there any controlling body that supervises or checks, particularly common piping?
So we have our building inspectorate in KDM. Unfortunately, we don't have any plumbing specialist building inspectors. Etigrini, the work that we carry out in the Etigrini Metropole, they've got water inspectorates that will, they specialize in the water field. So in KDM, unfortunately not. You've got a building inspector that's got a broad spectrum, mainly focusing on the structure of the building, but not so much the layer works of laying a drain. They'll come out and inspect a drain and make sure that it's got a fall on it and you've used the right fittings. But deeper to that, having a bit of science involved with what soils and everything are around is not really there. But we're always there to help from a professional body perspective, and the Institute of Plumbing South Africa are always there to lend a hand. I've had a couple of meetings with the KDM guys and they are so open and welcoming to any form of assistance.
Oh, that's good to know, because I think you're going to be called upon, I would imagine, I would hope, quite frequently going forward as the development continues. And long may it continue, because that's a sign of a healthy, growing local economy.
Beautiful.
And now, before we wrap it, how are we with that wonderful competition of yours?
Oh, we're rolling on, eh? It's spreading nicely. Guys, yeah, please jump onto the Life and Style social media page and the Chapman Plumbing social media pages and share it. Like it, share it, tag a friend, spread the word, and let's give somebody a backup water tank installation. It might even be you.
You see, it's worth some significant revenue. I think 30,000 Rand was the figure that we were...
15,000.
Okay, well, there we go. It's a good idea that you have a look at that, because, well, in the age in which we are about to enter, where water is going to be very, 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 very important in terms of keeping your household clean and fresh. Well, this is going to give you extra peace of mind, and it could be yours simply for going online, checking it out, adding your weight to the competition, and you've got to be in it to win it. We hope the winner is going to be you. Barry, we'll catch up in a week's time. Is it a week's time? Are we here next Tuesday, or is it still a holiday?
Next Tuesday we're still
next
here.
Tuesday.
Are we here?
Yeah, we're here. Monday we're not here.
So have a happy Easter.
Yes, you too.
And may all your Easter eggs be good ones. We were having a chat yesterday about King's favorite Easter egg. He designed something, I'm telling you. I've never heard of an Easter egg like that. That's his favorite. It doesn't exist.
White chocolate on the outside. Inside, it's got brown chocolate. And then you can either have a filling or it's hollow.
Have you ever heard of that? Where would you find that? That was my reaction as well. But no, we live in hope.
So Dave's favorite ones are those that that leave that white residue. You know, those that look like actual eggs.
So listen, we're wrapping up this conversation now. He's got work to do. You see, just go. Good help is so hard to find. Barry Chapman, plumbing boss, Chapman Plumbing. If you've got a plumbing emergency, give him a shout. He'll look after you. Barry, this will be up as a podcast shortly, just in case you're wondering. And we will see you in a week's time.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Barry.